Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, delivering your market overview for December 8, 2025. Bitcoin is trading at $91,256, up nearly 2% today. It briefly dipped below $88,000 during a leverage washout but recovered sharply to above $91,500. Key support is now near the critical Fibonacci zone at $87,500. Should this level fail, analysts warn the price could retest lows around $76,000 from April. Ethereum, meanwhile, is seeing a major development with its stablecoin volume hitting $6 trillion in the fourth quarter, signaling record capital velocity and liquidity. XRP is under pressure, returning to the important $2 level after large whale wallets sold over 390 million XRP, worth about $783 million in the past week. This heavy selling from holders with 1 to 10 million tokens hints at frustration in the market, which could weigh on price and test that psychological support. Market activity is showing inflows driven notably by Asian markets. Bitcoin's price movement is supported at $87,500, with a potential rally toward $100,000 if the Federal Reserve follows through with a widely anticipated 25 basis point rate cut. MicroStrategy's recent orange dot Bitcoin purchases helped push Bitcoin from below $88,000 above $91,000. Asian equities and crypto markets have nudged higher as the U.S. Federal Reserve's upcoming policy decisions are awaited. In South Korea, regulatory pressure is mounting following a $36 million hack on Solana affecting over 600 users. Proposed laws may soon treat crypto exchanges like banks, increasing their liability for user losses and mandating stronger IT security measures. Ethereum's liquid supply on exchanges has plunged to a record low of 8.7%, down 43% since July. This shift is partly due to increased staking and long-term custody, raising expectations for a supply squeeze that could fuel price appreciation. Institutional flows echo these trends. Bitcoin ETFs have seen renewed inflows, signaling growing institutional confidence, while Ether ETFs continue to show outflows. In corporate news, Airwallex is expanding into Silicon Valley following an $8 billion valuation. Aztec Network raised over $60 million in ETH through a token sale that tested a new auction mechanism. Meanwhile, ZK Sync plans to retire its original Ethereum rollup next year as it moves toward more advanced zero-knowledge technology systems. From a macro perspective, Monet Bank in Texas rebranded as a crypto-focused infrastructure bank, positioning itself for digital asset services under the ownership of Andy Beal, linked to a pro-Bitcoin network associated with President Donald Trump. The Philippines and France continue to expand crypto banking services, with digital banks integrating crypto buying and selling within traditional platforms. However, the Trump administration's new 2025 national security strategy notably omits Bitcoin and digital assets, focusing instead on AI, biotech, and quantum computing. This absence raises questions about the federal stance on digital assets within national security frameworks. In Latin America, Argentina's central bank is preparing to authorize private banks to offer crypto services, reflecting a regional push toward integrating digital assets into mainstream finance. European banks are increasingly welcoming crypto services as Asia, particularly South Korea, tightens regulations, highlighting a potential shift in the global crypto landscape. Looking ahead, the critical level to watch is Bitcoin's $87,500 support. A break below could see a deeper correction toward $76,000, while a Fed rate cut could propel Bitcoin toward $100,000. Ethereum's low exchange supply and stablecoin liquidity also suggest a favorable setup for potential price breakthroughs. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.